Fragment of a Novel by George Gordon, Lord Byron. In the year 17, having for some time determined on a journey through countries not hitherto much frequented by travellers, I set out accompanied by a friend, whom I shall designate by the name of Augustus Darvel. He was a few years my elder, and a man of considerable fortune and ancient family, advantages which an extensive capacity prevented him alike from undervaluing and overrating. Some peculiar circumstances in his private history had rendered him to me an object of attention, of interest, and even of regard, which neither the reserve of his manners nor occasional indication of an inquietude at times approaching to alienation of mind could extinguish. I was yet young in life, which I had begun early, but my intimacy with him was of a recent date. We had been educated at the same schools and university, but his progress through these had preceded mine, and he had been deeply initiated into what is called the world, while I was yet in my novitiate. While thus engaged, I heard much both of his past and present life, and although in these accounts there were many and irreconcilable contradictions, I could still gather from the whole that he was a being of no common order, and one who, whatever pains he might take to avoid remark, would still be remarkable. I had cultivated his acquaintance subsequently, and indeed